This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Cairns will no longer host a yearly Pride Festival after Cairns Tropical Pride announced its doors would close after 12 years of operation. Cairns Tropical Pride held an annual general meeting early in February, where the organisation's board voted to close the association. The board had the option of electing a new committee to continue the festival, but were unable to do so. New research released to coincide with Mardi Gras shows that 84% of queer Australians believe parts of the country are unsafe for LGBTI people. ANZ commissioned the YouGov research, which also found that just over half of LGBTI Aussies would not feel comfortable opening up about their sexuality in a rural town or community. The research also found that, while just over two-thirds of Australians support greater efforts to improve LGBTI equality, 52% of LGBTI Australians would not be open about their identity with their manager at work. Mardi Gras has banned balloons and plastic water bottles and will phase out plastic glitter in the parade as the event looks to go carbon neutral over the next 5 years. Glitter is a microplastic which is seen to be extremely harmful to marine life who ingest it, believing it's food. The CEO of Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras told the Sydney Morning Herald that the organisation was previously importing 3 tonnes of glitter from China for the event. Drag icon Courtney Act has chosen Indigenous LGBTI suicide prevention organisation Black Rainbow as her charity on Network 10's revival of Dancing with the Stars. Act burst out of the gates on the show's first episode, landing the week's best score for her performance and making her an early frontrunner. New Melbourne University study, Gay Bodies Worldwide, is set to cast a massive global net in exploring the body image of gay and bisexual men. The study will be led by Dr. Scott Griffiths and the Physical Appearance Research Team at Melbourne Uni, and will reach as many as 3.5 million gay and bisexual men around the world. Participants will be surveyed multiple times over the course of the study to track changes in attitudes and perceptions around body image. Say It Out Loud, an LGBTI domestic and family violence prevention campaign run by ACON, will be expanded nationally following a $340,000 funding boost. Funding from the Department of Social Services will see Say It Out Loud, which was developed for New South Wales, nationalised with relevant state-specific information and referrals. The 2-year funding injection will see the program expand to offer legal information as well as state-by-state support options, referral information and legislation around domestic violence. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Eric Dennison has won the Vic Sport Inclusion Award for a world-first study on combating homophobic language in sport. Dennison designed the program for young Melbourne Rebels rugby players in 2018, which found that 80% would welcome a gay player, but also that the same number heard teammates using homophobic language. He was awarded the inaugural honour for his efforts to ensure that sport is safe and welcoming for all. Victorian sporting CEOs have made a commitment to support LGBT inclusion. Bosses have taken the Pledge of Pride and initiative of Pride Cup Australia, which will help welcome all athletes regardless of their sexuality or gender identity. Pride Cup Australia and Vic Health will also launch an upcoming Pride Cup handbook with the support of the Vic government to help 30-odd clubs create their own successful Pride comps. Pride Cup co-founder James Lollicato says having state sporting organisations sign on to the pledge shows the initiative has gone from strength to strength. And finally, tennis legend Martina Navratilova is outraged that her anti-trans comments have been used to block LGBT rights in Montana. Last week, Navratilova wrote that it's insane and cheating for trans women to compete, and now her words have been cited by opponents of LGBT equality on the floor of the state legislature as a reason to not expand that state's Human Rights Act. The 62-year-old says it's ridiculous that she's been misrepresented as she was only speaking about professional athletes and not equal rights for all trans people.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.